This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. He said India is signing trade and mobility agreements with several countries that open opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे.
Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said that India is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 130th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today said that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy. With this objective, the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls was initiated to ensure that every eligible elector's name is included in the electoral roll and every ineligible name is removed. He made these remarks in his message on the eve of the National Voters' Day. Mr. Kumar said that SIR has been successfully completed in Bihar and is presently being smoothly conducted in 12 states and union territories. He also informed that SIR will soon be rolled out in the remaining states as well. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that as the world is going through a period of uncertainty, the youth must remain physically, mentally and emotionally strong and be prepared to take on every challenge. Addressing the cadets at the NCC Republic Day camp at Delhi Cant today, Mr. Singh exhorted the youngsters to draw inspiration from the brave and dedicated NCC cadets who played a vital role in raising public awareness when mock drills were conducted across the country during Operation Sindoor. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has arrived in New Delhi on her official visit to India this afternoon. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Ranidhi Jaiswal said that her visit will explore the next phase of the India and European Union EU strategic partnership. Earlier, Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, arrived in New Delhi this morning. Ambassador of Iran to India, Muhammad Fateh Ali, has expressed gratitude to the Indian government for India's support to Iran at the UN Human Rights Commission. The ambassador also praised India's stance of opposing what Iran called an unjust and politically motivated resolution. In a social media post, he said this stance reflects India's commitment to justice, multilateralism and national sovereignty. In the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated New Zealand by 7 wickets in their third and final group stage match at Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. The match was reduced to 37 overs per side due to rain. Chasing the target of 130 runs set by New Zealand, India achieved the target in just 13.2 overs. Put into bat first, New Zealand were bowled out for 135 runs in 36.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.